kind of people will we be when people turn up on a Sunday? Will they feel something of the presence of God in us? Will they realize that actually our faith is a living reality? Something that the police ladies saw last night as they saw these young people worshipping the Lord and then just praying for each other was something of the reality of the power of God. And it was in teenagers. Can you imagine that? Here's two police ladies walking around Prize Park expecting a bit of a rough night, hear worship music, go in, and just absolutely gobsmacked what's going on. Surely that's something of the presence of God, that as people walk through those doors, they don't feel condemned. They know what they're doing are wrong, but they feel something about the presence of the reality of who we walk with. How can we unpack that a little bit? We looked at the book of Hebrews there, and there are five steps that we need to consider taking, and I speak to myself this morning as I speak to you. Five steps. The first step in verse 9, whoever wrote the book of Hebrews, we're not too sure, it might have been Paul, might have been Apollos, might have been somebody else, but he says this, let us draw near with confidence. There is something about, in verse 19, that says confidence or boldness. There is something about our faith that people realize, hey, you have a faith that you're confident about. These young people last night, as they prayed for each other, as they worshiped the Lord, there was a confidence that it was a living reality in their lives. And one of the basic little steps of faith is to ask ourselves afresh, is what are the physical manifestations of my faith? Do people see that I with confidence draw near to God? That's the first thing, confidence and boldness. The second thing of verse 22 is about drawing near to God with full assurance of faith. Verse 23 there says, hold fast. What does it say in the NIV there? Let us hold unswerving. That'll do. Or hold fast in the original Greek, to the profession of our faith without wavering. Again, it takes faith to step out sometimes, doesn't it? Especially when you're working with people and you haven't got any answers, like this young chap I'm going to be speaking with this week. I don't have any answers, but I know somebody who does. But in the original Greek there, it says, hold fast. Now, when I was learning about boat building and ship building and sailing and things, I was on the end of a ship once, and I got this call from the bridge or the wheelhouse or where the captain is, make it fast. So I thought, all right. So I was running around and pulling the ropes in really quick and thinking, is that fast? And he said, no, make it fast. And what he was meaning was when you hitch the boat up, it's called making it fast. In other words, so it doesn't drift. Nothing to do with running around like a headless chicken. And this says here, hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering. There's a sense of, what are you anchoring onto? What are you clinging onto? Is it people, your efforts, sins, or to God? Fourthly there, verse 24, it says, let us consider one another. Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Or let us, the Greek word there is thinking of ways in which we can actually help people on their journey of faith. Hold fast, let us consider and encourage one another as we go along there. It's interesting. I used to enjoy watching The Muppets. Anybody used to enjoy watching The Muppets? All that kind of stuff. And halfway through the show, or towards the end of the show, the camera would pan round, and up in the sort of balcony area, there'd be two old men. For the life of me, I can't remember who they were, but they were just grumbling and sort of picking and just taking the mickey. And I thought to myself, any Muppet can discourage. But the Bible actually encourages us to think of ways to build one another up. And as we step out in faith, one of the things is to encourage people. Because sometimes it's hard to get here on a Sunday for you, isn't it? If you're really honest, with all the pressures of life and things. And we need to come to church and encourage one another and not be a Muppet up in the balcony and discourage one another. Verse 25, and lastly here, it says, do not forsake the assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encourage one another, and make and all the more as you see the day draw near. That is the day of Christ coming near. Sunday is really, really important. It is the most important day of church life. It's the most important day of the week. And guess what? It is actually the most important day of your life. Why is it? Because the Bible says don't forsake it. That's not me saying it. Why does it say don't forsake it? Is it because you've got to be here and that's what our religion is and that's what our faith is and be a good Christian? That's got nothing to do with that. First of all, you need to be here on a Sunday because you need to receive something from God. That's the most important thing, which is why this church always has preaching on a Sunday. We don't entertain here. We don't tickle ears. We always look at God's word and say, what is it saying for us today? So it's important that you don't forsake Sunday, that you're here to receive something from God. Is that clear? That's the first thing. The second thing why Sunday is important, because you need to pass on something to somebody else. There is a sense of something of the faith of God in you, you need to encourage somebody else with. So you need to be here on a Sunday, first of all yourself, to receive something from God, but also to encourage somebody else. And it says, don't forsake that. So many of us turn up on a Sunday and we think, well, what am I going to get out of it today? And I won't look at anybody, because we're all kind of guilty of that sometimes, aren't we? And yet we're not here to get out of it. We're here to learn from the Lord, but we're also here to encourage one another. And I would encourage you on a Sunday, after the end of the service, don't just drink cups of tea and talk about what kind of week you had. That sort of stuff's important. But just sit next to somebody and say, are you all right? How's your week been? Anything we can just pray about and share about together. And make the most of the time that you're here on a Sunday. Can you imagine what it would be like if you bring a stranger into a church when you're taking these steps and they would ask themselves, goodness me, what kind of church is this that I'm coming to? But what are we clinging to? We cling to boldness as we come near to God. We draw near, we hold fast, we consider one another, we don't forsake the assembling. That takes a lot of faith to do all those things. But as strangers walk through those doors, what are they going to see? They're going to see an active, vibrant faith. And up and down this country, atheists need to see that Jesus is alive. And they will do as they walk through and see what faith we have in Christ. But it takes faith. What will the results be? The kind of church that people would see Jesus. Because when people walk through the church, the first thing they see is you. That's a bit of a thought, isn't it? You ever thought about that? That's the first thing that people see when they come into this church, they see you. But what kind of person will they see when they see you? I'll tell you what they see. They see people who love each other, who worship a living God, who are devoted to whatever God's word tells them in their lives, and who love people and say, I know what you're doing is wrong, but let me introduce you to a friend of mine who can help you sort yourself out. That's what church is all about, isn't it? Are you with me on that? Simple steps. I'm excited about church. I've seen some pretty amazing things in Moldova. I saw some pretty amazing things last night, and I'll tell you what, let's plug into whatever God is doing. Whatever it takes, let's see a genuine move of God together, because I know that you are the right people for this place. If you weren't the right people for this place, I wouldn't be here. And if I, a mere human being, believe that God can do something with all of one of us, what does God believe in each one of us? It's a great place to be, isn't it, this chapel on a Sunday? Let's bless one another. Let's build one another. We've heard about what goes on a Saturday. Don't forget there's TNT, there's youth. There's all sorts of things that go on throughout the week. This is a great place to be. Let's encourage one another in the Lord and step out in faith together. Let's just bow our heads and then we'll sing our last hymn together. Father, I thank you for this day. We thank you because it's a Sunday. It's a day when we can set aside and spend time with you and each other. Help us to realize afresh the importance of Sunday, that we come to receive from you and we come to give to one another. Help that to be our main motivation of the week, Lord, that we look forward to Sunday because we want to see your kingdom established and your church built up. Bless each one of us this week, I pray, Lord, that we would hear your voice afresh, that we would feel a fresh sense of calling upon each one of our lives. That whatever we do or say, that people won't just see us, that they will see Jesus. And Father, whoever we bring along to church, may they feel you and your love in each one of us. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon this place afresh, Lord. That in our lifetime, that we would see a renewal of your work in this area. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing in closing, but if you would like somebody to pray with you before you go home, don't go home without clobbering somebody and saying, will you just sit with me and pray with me? I need a fresh touch from Lord, and let's walk together with the Lord. Let's stand and sing When We Walk With the Lord. Let's just pause for a moment. And let's just say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, and we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. In Jesus' name. Amen.